in the services design area, one challenge is to value the role of the designers within the multidisciplinary team. Mm-hmm. Co-design and participatory approaches have shifted the role of the designer towards being more like a facilitator of the design process. But we still need to consider that the design decisions and development of the service and the touch points of the service should be given to the person within the team that knows how to better design. This doesn't mean that the others within the team are less or more creative. It means that knowing how to design is the designer's expertise. Design projects can be in many contexts and areas of knowledge. A designer can learn many things from different areas of knowledge while doing these projects, but that doesn't not make us as clinicians, psychologists, etc. So if you are an expert in a knowledge area and take a design thinking course, that doesn't make you a designer.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you closer to the way a designer thinks and works, but again, it does not give you the rest of a skill. For example, we have human factors, aesthetics, ergonomy, all important factors in the development of a product, a service, etc. If you are interested in this debate, there is a recording of a Druid conference in research on innovation that is a good place to see the different positions. Maybe the podcast could have the link so then people could start looking into this if they're interested.